Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture, and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. And thanks to all of you for being with us. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, best election coverage on your radio dial, 237 days to go, depending on how you count it, by the way. Hannity, it's 238 days. Well, technically election day, yeah, but 237 days leading up to it. You get the point. Man, everyone's so fine-tuning. But I appreciate the fact that people listen so closely. That's why we've got to get things right on this program, or else we'll be like, you know, fake news CNN and fake Jake and the conspiracy theorists over at MSDNC and poor liberal Joe. We don't want that to happen. A lot of ground to cover today. There was a great catch. I didn't catch this till today, and later on we'll talk briefly to a California congressman. He asked a great question. And he said, well, is it possible that a jury would actually end up convicting Joe Biden based on the facts? You did say that he willfully did this. You did say that you did not exonerate him. So if would a reasonable juror, could they have convicted Biden based on the facts that you had? Oh, yeah, definitely. I believe that. I'm like, I did not exonerate Biden. And I'm sitting there listening to this. Then why did you go with the, he's not cognitively strong enough to stand trial, but we're going to exonerate him because probably a jury would determine that Joe is just a doddering old fool, nice man with a very forgetful, and they'd have pity on him. So we'll just charge the guy that actually is cognitively strong, although the mob and the media, they're doing everything they can to paint the narrative. No, Donald Trump is a cognitive mess too. No, he's not. I've been around him enough, interviewed him enough, talked to him enough. Not true. It is an absolute, you know, lie by a media desperate to protect Joe Biden. That's why the media melted down so badly yesterday. What have we not learned anything about fascism and Nazism? And I'm like, okay, comparisons to the Klan. They just went insane, as they always do. Because why? They have Biden dead to rights. And Robert Hur really didn't have a choice here. It was either he follow in the footsteps of what should have happened, which is if we're going to have equal application and equal justice under the law, that would have meant you charge Joe Biden in the documents case. And he didn't particularly cooperate either on a lot of different fronts here. Let's not forget that Biden spilled national security secrets to his ghostwriter. He had 8 million reasons to keep all these documents. Why? Because he was getting $8 million as part of a book deal. So he had 8 million reasons not to hand it over. And then he like is bragging to the ghostwriter who, even according to Robert Hur, tried to obstruct justice by moving the contents of their conversations and audio recordings to a different part of his computer as soon as it was announced that there was going to be a special counsel. If his name was Donald Trump Jr., or Eric Trump, or anybody with the last name Trump, I guarantee you that would not have been glossed over, but it was here. Anyway, so we know that when Hur asked about the episode, Biden suddenly developed an acute case of brain fog about the $8 million book deal. If Donald Trump had been caught doing that, he'd be in a lockdown prison somewhere, maximum security prison somewhere. And Hur testifies that Biden revealed classified documents about the war in Afghanistan to his ghostwriter and read classified information out loud to him. Now, he's been in government 50 years. He understands clearly what the rules are. And he did it because the $8 million meant a lot more to him. And the testimony, by the way, did undermine Biden's argument that he did not willfully take or share classified information. And the conclusion was that he did do it. So you have Robert Hur. This should piss every American off here. especially in light of the raid at Mar-a-Lago, especially in light of Hillary Clinton. No reasonable prosecutor would prosecute. We'll get into more details as the program unfolds, but, you know, we've been through all these details that the rest of the mob, the media, ignores, and it's just pathetic. It is sad. You know, I did not exonerate lying Joe Biden. Well, if he did it willfully, that is a violation of law, and it's not for Robert Hur to determine what a jury will or will not do with that information. He found evidence of a crime by his own admission, of crimes by his own admission. His job at that point is to bring it to a grand jury if we're going to have consistent application of our laws, because that's exactly what the special counsel in the Trump case did. And then they ended up returning indictments. Now, you can't indict a sitting president. However, he could have said, as soon as he's out of office, this will be pursued. That's what he should have done. But of course, we don't live in a country with equal justice or equal application of our laws. And I'll tell you what this means. If you want to take it just an inch deeper, it means that this country, our constitutional republic, and the order that is necessary for it to survive is now completely undermined. There is a great danger to this country if you have a weaponized justice department, a politicized justice department, and a two-tier justice system, which is what we have. He concluded very clearly that Joey willfully retained the classified documents, in some cases, for decades. And remember, some of the classified documents from his time as senator appear to be taken from a skiff. Now, you might say, Hannity, what is a skiff? It must be a little boat that you use that people that do clamming and go for quahogs, if you live in Rhode Island, what they use to dig them up out of the waters. No, that's not exactly what I'm talking about there. I'm talking about what is something, and a skiff is a sensitive compartmentalized information facility. In other words, it's not information that you're allowed to take out. Only few people are allowed access into a skiff to see top secret classified information. You know, the testimony that Biden willfully retained materials as a private citizen and gave them to the ghostwriter, well, that proves intent of everything. And at one point, when this California Republican, we'll talk to later, Kylie, suggested that a reasonable juror could have voted to convict Biden based on the facts that he put forth and he agrees with it, then the question is, why didn't Mr. Hur do what Jack Smith did, and that would be indict Joe Biden, or put forward or a hold on an indictment, or bring it to a grand jury, and then that would be something that he'd have to deal with when he left Congress. When he left the White House. That's what he'd have to do. Her insisting he didn't exonerate him. Well, if you didn't exonerate him, then that means he did it. If he did it willfully, well, that meets the definition of the law. You know, Jim Jordan, you know, what did the ghostwriter do to the audio recording of his conversations with Biden after the special counsel was named? Her, he slid those files into his recycle bin on his computer. Jim Jordan. So he tried to destroy the evidence, didn't he? Her, correct. Why wasn't he indicted? He's not the president. You can indict him. Unbelievable. Republican reads the riot act over the toxic decision. Tom McClintock was never better than he was yesterday. I didn't understand him not being for the impeachment of Alejandro Mayorkas. I didn't get that at all. But he went and he said, Mr. Hur, I want to get this straight. It's now okay if I take home a top secret document, store them in my garage, read portions of them to friends or associates? Hur replied that he wouldn't recommend it and objected to answering hypotheticals, prompting McClintock to argue that Hur had established that it was exculpatory to do so if the subject of such an investigation simply told you, hey, I'm getting old, I don't remember stuff the way I used to? Because that was the argument here. That basically he's not mentally competent to stand trial. Congressman, I'm not here to get into hypotheticals. I'm here to talk about facts and the work that I did. And rightly, McClintock came right back at him. It's not a hypothetical. This is the issue before us at hand. You correctly noted in your report that former presidents and other senior officials have been given wide latitude in their possession of classified information, and I believe your decision not to prosecute Biden for the same offense is consistent with that president and precedent. And he goes on, but the problem is the precedent changed when the administration decided to prosecute Donald Trump. That's the heart of the matter here. And the irony of all of this is that as president, Trump had full discretion over handling classified material, full discretion in deciding which records to retain. And a senator or a vice president in Joe Biden's case did not have that. So we're, you know, now looking at a glaring double standard. And he rightfully then went on, McClintock did, to say it would be toxic to the rule of law on its face if it was just two ordinary citizens. But the fact that the only person being prosecuted for this offense happens to be the president's political opponent makes this an unprecedented assault on our democracy. This is the worst we could expect from a banana republic. How do you square this? You can't square it is the answer. There is no answer to that without giving you the long and short of it here. You know, hour by hour, you know, you got Joe Biden. It was funny. There's a Daily Mail piece today. It goes hour by hour, Sleepy Joe, the very revealing details of a frail 81-year-old Biden's day. Woken by his cat, no work before 10 a.m., physical therapy, slip-proof sneakers, and aides constantly terrified of a disaster. And then, of course, hiding him for a week, and God knows probably changing his sleep schedule so he's able to give one speech, the State of the Union, and a hyper-caffeinated, and I'm being charitable here, what I really suspect is more than just Red Bull and caffeine pills, but I have no evidence to present that. But anyway, a hyper-caffeinated, let's put it that way, jacked up Joe is out there screaming his speech at the American people. The best part of that is the first post State of the Union poll shows that Joe's approval rating went down and people's confidence in him as president is still the lowest it's ever been. It's really unbelievable. And speaking of double standards in our justice system, there's a great piece on FoxNews.com by Jonathan Turley. You got Bob Menendez in court. You know, another superseding indictment in his case brought by prosecutors. But, you know, the issue here is influence peddling. And Menendez is accused of accepting a $60,000 Mercedes-Benz as part of these practices. Well, Hunter Biden got the exact amount of money from that Kazakhstan oligarch, $142,000, I believe. For Menendez, there were gold bars worth up to $120,000. For Hunter, there was a diamond allegedly worth $80,000. Underlying both cases are the core allegations of influence peddling and corruption. However, the Justice Department threw the book at Menendez and they minimized the charges of zero experience Hunter. And then, of course, you have the issue of how they selectively used the Foreign Agents Registration Act, FARA laws, for their benefit. Look what they did to Paul Manafort on that case and on that front. And anyway, the superseding indictment against Menendez and incorporates new charges after the plea and cooperation of Menendez's former co-defendant. And the co-defendant appears to have supplied the basis for the new charges in this case. But is it really any different? The loan discussion, by the way, that went on with Menendez and other people involved in what they're accusing him of, that he says the payment was, quote, a loan. Well, that's how many loans do we have with the Biden family syndicate? You know, James admitted $40,000 was coming from the Chinese. Nobody wants to in the media, the fake Jakes of the world, the fake news CNNs of the world. They ignore all of it because they don't care. They just all they want to do is help elect Biden. All they want to do is fixate their utter disdain, hatred of all things Trump 24/7, 365. You know, Mike Lindell got his start because he's passionate. What is he passionate about? Helping every American get a great night's sleep. Now, it all started with his original MyPillow, and after the pillow, he focused on bedding. That's when he created the now famous Giza Dream Sheets, the world's best cotton, softest cotton, but also the most durable. I've been raving about it. Now you can upgrade your bedding and give Giza Dream Sheets a try. Right now you can get a queen-size set for just $59.98, $10 more for a king-size. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square. Now, Mike and all his employees, they want to say thank you. That's why they're having these huge savings on many of their big products. They've been canceled by big box stores and attacked by the mob, the media. They appreciate your support during these times, and they say thank you by giving you discounts and free shipping on your entire order. Just go to MyPillow.com, click on the Sean Hannity Square, or you can call 800-919-6090. Just mention my name. And on other great deals like 60% off the original My Slippers. Just go to MyPillow.com, Sean Hannity Square.